Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster from host Bruce Chamaw, the founder of the very first podcast network called the World Podcast Network, formed in February 2006. Bruce advises podcasters and helps them take their shows to the next level on everything from audience growth to monetization to marketing and branding. Subscribe to this podcast and Bruce will help you become successful with your show in a new episode each week with co-hosts and special guests. Also, in case you were wondering where the term podcast network comes from, Bruce was the one person in the world who coined the term in 2006, after which hundreds of podcast networks sprung up. If you have not added your podcast to the World Podcast Network, you can do so for free at worldpodcast.network.
Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamaw. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamaw.
Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamaw, where I help your podcast succeed in everything from audience growth, monetization, branding, marketing, and so much more. I want to thank you for supporting us throughout the World Podcast Network and also this podcast. If your podcast is not on the World Podcast Network, sign up for free. Also, you can review this podcast on Apple. I want to make you guys successful with your show. Before I get into this week's episode, I just want to tell you that May 9th, that's a Thursday, I'm having a webinar on how to monetize your podcast in 10 different ways. Also, if you log into the brand new PodSafe Music Directory on the portal on the World Podcast Network, you can get paid to play some music. And we have genres and everything from rock, pop, EDM, hip-hop, country, so many other genres. And it's just the way to go. Break up your all-talk podcast with some music. Speaking of that, we are going to play S.S. Yoon with the song Love, Love, Love at the very end of this podcast. And she is from South Korea. She's very talented. And also, we're going to play my new single, Unicorn. And we're going to get right into it now. So this episode is called, Is Your Podcast on the Right Social Network? And basically, what are you going to choose for your podcast? Do you need to be on all of them? That's a question I want to ask all of you. Do you need to be on every single social network out there? Or do you just want to concentrate on one or two of them? Just to let you know, there are 15 social networks out there. A lot of them we have not heard. And I have heard of some crazy ones from some podcasters out there. But we all know the big ones. We know about Meta. We know about Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and so many more. It is TikTok is huge. YouTube is now considered a video social network. Has been for some time. It's also a video podcast platform. And of course, we still got Snapchat and a few of those other ones out there. I'm just wondering, what's the best social network for your podcast? And is one social network good for all podcasts? Is this a one-size-fits-all? Or does it depend on your podcast, your type of podcast, your audience? What is it? Now, I noticed that a lot of you who are listening are on Instagram. You're doing amazing work with the Instagram Live. You're doing Instagram Live every single day, which is amazing. That's more time than I can afford to actually go ahead on Instagram. But I do get the desktop notifications. I see when you're going on Instagram Live, and I think it's incredible. Congratulations to those people who listen to this podcast, who are actually doing Instagram Live every single day or a couple of times a week. Now, If you have a really good audience and a good following on Instagram, keep doing it. It's great. I think this is perfect. It's great social network for your podcast. I really think it's amazing. And keep doing it. It's popular. I think Instagram, I just got the World Podcast Network onto Instagram and I did one or two Instagram lives. I got a nice audience listening at that point. It was kind of cool. What do you do though? Here's what I see a lot of people doing on Instagram Live. They address the people that are following and listening, which is great. I've come on to a bunch of your podcasts, like Jeff Dwoskin. I've come on to the Better Call Daddy podcast with Rena Freeman Watts. And when those people are doing, when they're coming on to a particular podcast, those podcasters are actually addressing the people and saying, hey, welcome here. Thanks for coming. That's amazing. It's great. You're rewarding people. You're thanking them for coming. And you know what? They come back to more because they feel special. So Instagram is great. The World Podcast Network just got on, so we don't have a very big following right now, but I hope you guys actually follow us on Instagram. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. And let's talk about Facebook. I notice a lot of you have Facebook pages and groups, and that's pretty cool as well. I think Facebook is great, but I don't notice a lot of people doing Facebook Live. Most people are going to Instagram, as I mentioned. So you have your group on Facebook, and I think that's great. I notice a lot of people are just putting posts out there and getting people to respond. I think that's also great. So that's good. But I don't see a lot of Facebook Live. That tells me something, that podcasters are not into Facebook Live. Maybe podcasters don't think that Facebook Live is a good live platform. So that tells me, obviously, that Instagram Live is still the number one way to go live, okay? Now, I notice a lot of people are doing TikTok. I'm not really so sure TikTok is good for podcasting. If I'm wrong, I would love to know. I love you guys to tell me that. TikTok is really good for dancing and, you know, people doing these quick little dance videos and it's like stories. Okay, I get it. Is that really good for your podcast? I mean, I noticed that TikTok seems to have a younger audience. So if your podcast has a younger demographic, and I'll talk about that in a minute, you might want to go on TikTok. And I don't even know. I mean, I'm not an expert on TikTok. I don't know if there's a TikTok Live. I also noticed there's YouTube Live, but it doesn't look like a lot of people are using that. So when it comes to live, Instagram is definitely the most popular right now. And you might want to just stick with that. If you're not using Instagram Live right now, maybe you should be, because I see a lot of podcasters doing it. I know Joey out there, I know that Rena's doing it. I know that Jeff Dwoskin's doing it. I noticed that Melinda's doing it with SimCreate. And it's really cool. I started doing it. So, hey, definitely. I think Instagram Live is probably the way to go, but you might not find your audience there. So let's talk about the audience. We have to know something that's called demographics. Now, I'll explain more about this on May 9th when you guys take the webinar. But what I want to tell you is that demographics is very important. Demographics are important. Talking the right English grammar here, but demographics as a whole, singular, is important. And let me tell you why. Because demographics defines the target of your audience, the segments, the marital status, the gender, the age group, the religion, the race, the creed, the education level, the social class level, all that is important. And you have to know about that from your audience. Which demographics are your audience? And then you find out where that demographic hangs out the most on social media. I've said this before. A lot of people were still asking me questions about it. And it's really important that we understand that demographics are important. They're everything. I mean, if you have a specific race and your podcast is going to a different social network than where that race is, you're not going to resonate with people. And I'll use that word resonate a lot. I mean, a good example is Snapchat. We mostly teenagers are on Snapchat. So if your podcast is, let's say, senior citizens, and you're putting your podcast on Snapchat, that's not going to work. You're not going to get people engaging. So that's really important to know where your social network is, and the best one, and probably doing either reels, like on Instagram or Facebook, or stories, or live. But this is more about which live one you could do. Now, I talked a lot about Instagram, and I don't favor Instagram, but I noticed that that's where most podcasters are going. I don't see any notifications for podcasters doing Facebook Live and YouTube Live, but if you do, I would love to know that. So drop me a line, and really, that's it. We're going to play some music, but before I do want to remind you, Thursday, May 9th, come to the webinar on 10 ways to monetize your podcast. And also check out the PodSave music. I'll put links in the show notes. Now, let's get into the music. SS Yoon from South Korea. Really talented. I want everyone to listen to her music and also go to the PodSave music directory and download it for your podcast. The song I'm going to play, now I have a choice of three of them. I'm going to play in this particular episode, Love, Love, Love. So I want you guys to enjoy that song and dance to it. She's a really great singer. And then we're going to play Unicorn from my new release that just came out on Spotify. Bruce Chamoff, Unicorn. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. SS Yoon with Love, Love, Love on Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff.
Thank you. here. Dreams are born. Here's a man, a mystic creature, a unicorn, a handsome face that turns heads on the street. A version of magic, a sight so sweet. Through the city lights, he gracefully strides. A creature of beauty, with elegance besides a world great. He brings colors of light, magical presence, where hearts all strive. A golden man, shining in the night, made of gold, eyes so bright. A world of wonder, which dreams only born. He's the one and only
unicorn.
With a horn that gleams like a star in the sky, captivates hearts as he passes his by. The realm enchantment with fantasies conjured by the grace. Good luck, a unicorn, a creature of legend with a heart so kind.